Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Tammy. I am calling in with another story, and I recently became an EPP again. I got the yearly subscription, so I can't wait to get my bunk bed bell. I did want to also say, aside from you guys doing a great show, thank you for publishing my stories. I think there's about five of them over the course of time. The story I want to tell you about today is involving my issues with having a nervous breakdown, and also my grandmother and my mother. I've also written in about them before. So this fits in between some of my stories. I'm not going to sit there and try to figure it out. Anyway, no babbling. The story has some background. My father had multiple myeloma. We found out on Father's Day some years ago, and I took it really hard. My father was my hero. He was an amazing person who showed love to everyone. You know, he could be a turkey sometimes, but for the most part, he was my hero. He was a great guy. So my father passed, and again, extremely tragic. I took it extremely hard. And over the course of several months, my depression just got really, really, really bad. I started going to day therapy and ended up committing myself through my psychiatrist and therapist. I have a problem with self-mutilation. Anyway, moving on. While I was in the horse farm, you might say, I was really, really deep into my depression. I mean, it was ugly. And they take everything away from you, literally. Like, it's not even funny. They take everything. I was lucky to be able to keep on my wedding ring, and they allowed me to keep my book with my drawings and my prayer book, my Baha'i prayer book. So one day when I was feeling particularly awful, I'd been there a couple days, I decided to go to my room and lay down, and I read a prayer, a very special prayer that was in my prayer book. It was a new prayer I hadn't read before, and it was extremely touching. So I cried myself to sleep, and during this sleep, I had a dream. Now, the dream, of course, was one of these where you're sleeping, but it's actually the exact same time frame of when you're sleeping. So the light, daytime, everything is exactly the same. In my dream, my door opened, and in comes a man with a broom, and he's whistling. The Lord almost hit a deer. Anyway, continuing. As he's whistling, I look at him, and I realize that I recognize this man. It's my father. My dad used to be a janitor at a school I went to, and so I guess it was fitting that he would come in this janitor uniform with hair like he was back in the 70s. And I felt terrible. I felt like I had somehow deserted him in his last days because I had already started breaking down. And my husband would drive to the south side of Chicago, which is about an hour away, and, you know, help my dad out because I couldn't. And so when he came in, he walked over to me and he just looked at me and I just started bawling. And he came over and he gave me a hug and he just held me. And it was, it was one of the most amazing, beautiful hugs I've ever had. And basically it said, I love you, and I don't blame you for what what happened. You know, I'm not angry with you. So I woke up, and after that, things got better. Now, moving forward some years, actually this year, I was telling my mom about what's going on because she was kind of a part of the breakdown. It's a long story. I won't get into that. Well, actually, I'm sorry. I do have to say a little bit. My mom had been on drugs, and some horrible things had happened to me based on those events. And so part of the breakdown was based on the fact that I didn't feel safe because my dad was gone. And I was still really angry with my mom. So I was explaining to her about my being in the horse farm, aka the nut house, and telling her, you know, essentially the background, because she never really understood it. And telling her I forgave her, because that was, you know, it was time for that. And as we were talking, she told me that she had, the day that she found out that I had gone into the horse farm, that she had prayed to God and begged him essentially to please let my dad come visit me and to soothe me. And that's the same day that it happened. And I thought, wow, that's just freaking amazing. Like, it was beautiful. And as we continue talking, she tells me about another dream where my grandmother, who had passed, came to her in a dream. And she said it was the weirdest dream. I was there, and in comes your grandma, and we're at you know, your dad and grandma's house, and everything is exactly the same, you know, except Miss Harris, my grandmother, looked like she was in her 60s. My grandma passed in 96. And so that was when my mom had first met her. And she said, other than that, was grandma, but she had on like all the dress, hair, everything of when my mom first met her. And she said, the weirdest thing is I couldn't hear her. She said she was talking to me, and then she took her finger and she just started wagging it at me. And I couldn't figure out why she was so angry. And, you know, I couldn't hear her. I couldn't understand her, but I just knew she was mad. You know, she wakes up from the dream completely confused. And I was asking her, I said, Mom, when did this dream occur? And she said, well, it was about the time that you were, you know, having, you know, therapy, and you were at the horse farm. And I said, I really need you to think back. And she said, well, I had the dream before I prayed to your dad. She said, maybe about a day or two before. And I said, do you think grandma was mad at you for what was happening to me? And she was scolding you? And the look on my mom's face was priceless. It was like a light went off in her head, and she just was, you know, floored. And she said, you know, I really believe that's what it was. And I said, you know, grandma took care of me for years when things went bad. I would spend summers with her on the south side. It was just, you know, I was extremely close with my grandmother. And I think my grandma came back. That's an ambulance. To tell my mom off, essentially. And I kind of wish mom could have heard her, because I'm sure she had some really good things to say. But I just thought that story was really cool, because it had so many parts, so many family members participating even from the beyond to heal or help heal the family. And I hope you really enjoyed the story. I didn't record this by reading. I actually said it from the heart. So I hope that it wasn't too scattered. And I really hope you enjoy it. Thanks again. And I cannot wait to get my bunk bed bell. I'm just going to carry it around in my car for when I listen to you guys and just go dinging away. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.